Last time, I was thinking about the fifth commandment, thou shalt not kill, and was thinking that it's not so much whether I'm a killer as to whether I'm a life giver. Like our Lord, he came to help people flourish, not just survive. Does my presence in the world make people feel better or worse? Now I'm just thinking about the sixth commandment. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Well, I remember as a child, I didn't know what adultery was. It sounded naughty. We were told we shouldn't do it, which made us sound all the more attractive to a naughty little boy. I think the sixth commandment is the arch crime against the Holy Spirit. It's not so much, did I get too close to someone, or am I a living crowbar that got between lovers? Because of the intimacy and unity and love of the Father and the Son, who is the Holy Spirit, that unity and intimacy, no crowbar can get between the Father and the Son. Nothing could ever divide them. And so I have to say to myself, the sixth commandment is, do I help people to love each other more, or do I help people to love each other less? My pet name for the evil one is the crowbar, the great divider, the one who gets between persons. And if you think of the things that can divide us, theology, liturgy, class, caste, creed, we mustn't allow anything to get between us. So for me, the sixth commandment isn't just a sixth commandment. It's, if I see two people who love each other much, do I help them to love each other more? There are other ways of dividing. You go up to one of the lovers and go, pss, 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 and then you go to the other one and go, pss, 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 sit back and watch a Wimbledon final. People attacking each other and misunderstanding each other. Real generous love will always help others love each other more. The evil of this commandment isn't just whether I got between them, but whether I made a gap for me or anyone else to get between them. St. Paul says nothing must separate us from the love of God, whether we're lacking food or clothes or being attacked. These are the trials through which we triumph by the power of him who loved us. For I'm certain of this, neither death nor life, no angel, no prince, nothing that exists, nothing still to come, not any height or depth or any created thing can ever come between us and the love of God made visible in Christ Jesus, our Lord. So I have to ask myself, am I an incarnate crowbar? Sets the cat among the pigeons. Or, with a full, generous heart, does my presence in the world help lovers to love each other more and more and more? Amen.